He's very clear that he has been sent by God to offer life to the world. Not just to the people in front of him, not just to the nation of Israel, but to the entire world. He has come. God revealed himself to Moses, if you look in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, as I am who I am. And what we now see Jesus doing is revealing himself to the crowd and his disciples when he says, I am the bread of life. And in those words, he is offering spiritual, everlasting life. That rather than just focusing on the physical hunger that people may have at that moment, Jesus is standing there and saying, what I'm offering you is so much more. It's like saying, would you rather have a Big Mac? And if this is being recorded, I apologize to McDonald's now. Or would you like a full English breakfast? One might satisfy you for a little while, but then you end up wanting toast after about an hour and a half. And I know this because I had to have a McDonald's yesterday, and after an hour and a half, I thought, I need some toast. Whereas a full English breakfast with all the trimmings, and we even have hash browns as well, apparently, sometimes. That's a quick order for you there, Sue. That can actually last you a lot longer. But Jesus, in comparison, is like a full English every day forever compared to this thing that we think we need here. Because he's the revelation of God's plan and purpose of salvation for all people. And then he says some quite cutting words to the people in verse 36. And he says, but you haven't believed, even though you have seen me. Even though I'm stood right here in front of you, even though you've seen a small portion of what I can do, you still don't believe who I am and what I'm about. And for us today, we can believe that Jesus was and is real, that he died on the cross, and even that he arose from the dead. However, to make his sacrifice and the salvation he offers a reality in our life, we must come to him in faith and fully believe who he is and what he's done for us. I believe that there are people today that even if they did see Jesus stood in front of them today, saw it with their own eyes for themselves, they still wouldn't believe in him. Because like the crowd, they would want more signs and more wonders and to see him actually do something to prove who he is. And they would probably even moan and grumble, just like the crowd did, as we see in verse 41 onwards, where they start murmuring and complaining. Came down from heaven. He came down from heaven. We know his mum and dad, Mary and Joseph. How can he say that he came down from heaven? And again, Jesus comes back and he says, yes, I am. This first of the seven I am sayings that we're going to look at in this series shows us that God has an agenda that is completely fulfilled in who Christ Jesus is. How often do you and I put our agenda first and expect God to act in our situation? Expecting God to provide the miracle that we want, when in reality our needs, our attitude and our lifestyle are what need to change in order to bring us back into the right relationship with God and know that through faith, he's already there. in the situation that we face. That he already has a plan for us. And he is already at work in our situation, even though we might not be able to see him. That there are times where we put our needs and our agenda first and foremost. And we say, show us a sign, God, that you're really there. When all the time he's there and he's already at work. And so Jesus says to them, why pursue something when it will perish? Why ask for something? Because even the manna that God sent perished. The people that ate it, even they died. Why not seek something? Why not strive to find the thing that will last forever? And so I want to ask you the question tonight. What are you hungry for? Are you hungry for things that will perish or one day go stale? Because they will never satisfy. For you, it might be money, it might be possessions, relationships, status, or something else. You may even know that Jesus is capable of doing the miraculous in your life, and you believe that he can do it. He may even have provided for your needs in the past, but the difficulty is that now your current situation, you become distracted from seeing who he really is, the bread of life, the sustainer of all things, the one that can give you what will last forever rather than turn into dust in days to come. Or are you hungry and looking for the one that can satisfy and provide what is needed eternally? Don't just look for the miracle. Look for the man. Look for the one in every situation who can sustain you, who can breathe life even into the most dead of situations, who can restore you and those around you beyond your wildest imagination. This man is Jesus, the Son of God, who said, this bread from heaven, you can eat and you'll never die. That this bread that is me has been given out for you. That has come as an offering. That has come to be broken. Because as we see in Matthew 26, verse 26, at the Passover meal, Jesus takes the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body, broken for you. I don't know if you've ever tried eating a loaf of bread without cutting into it or breaking it. It has to be broken in some way to be fully consumed. And so the Son of God gives of himself, allows for his body to be broken for you and for me. And that's why we come to this communion table to share in the Lord's Supper together. This image of eating points to the closest of relationships between Jesus and you and me. That as we come as believers, in which Christ is in us and we are in Christ, we receive him. Our spiritual hunger is fulfilled, and we're able to live life here, now, and for all eternity to the full. Because our spiritual hunger in Christ is satisfied. And true spiritual nourishment, which brings eternal life, is only possible for those who accept Jesus for who he is and his sacrifice for us, and who are joined by faith into his body, the church, who are crucified with him so they may live with him and he remain in them, because he remains in them also. And all of these are truths which are present every time we come to the table, every time we share in the Lord's Supper together, where we remember those words, "This is my body broken for you. This is my blood shed for you." Will you believe? Will you receive? And will you accept Jesus for yourself? Jesus, the man who was the Son of God. The great I am. Let's pray. Lord, it's an amazing picture to think of you. Of you sat around the table with the disciples. That they've already heard yourself say that you are the bread of life. And then for you to sit in front of them and break the bread in front of them and say, "This is my body broken for you." And I'm sure, like the disciples, there are times when we don't fully understand it. But you call us to come by faith, to believe in you and who you are. And Lord, for some of us tonight, it might feel like we're on the edge of a cliff where we know you are calling us to take that step. Give us the courage, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, to take that step of faith. To completely place our lives and all that we are and all that we have into your hands. That as we come to this table, that it might bring a new meaning to us tonight. That it might be the start of an amazing new relationship with you. That as we seek to do your will, we'll do it because we are in a right relationship with you. That we'll have no other agenda this year and beyond but yours. That we will be the people that you call us to be. Lord Jesus, thank you for all that you are. And forgive us for those times when we place other things before you. I ask all this in your holy and precious name. Amen.